Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
And at some point, I imagine it will stop raining. I don't know when, but you know, at some point, that would be nice. But in the meantime, it's raining. Craziness in California. A lot of it. A lot of craziness. So, you know, the just to kind of set the table, we're streaming live on YouTube right now. So if you want to jump in and join the fun, I'm going to show you some clips. I know we have this issue where if you're watching on YouTube, you can't hear the return music. I don't know. We're going to figure that out. But in the meantime, just bear with us as we figure it's never coming. All right. Then we got to figure out a way for, I don't know. Is there a way I can, like, talk over the music?
Yeah, you can talk over the music if
right,
you want.
I'll do that. I'm going to have to do that, I guess. And then I'll vamp, and then I'll say, stop. This way DeSantis can just start editing the podcast from there. But this way the people listening on YouTube don't have to listen to dead air. How about that?
If you wanted to, you could also play generic bumper music on the board while playing good music that the radio audience would hear.
No, they would hear both.
Oh, would they?
Okay. Yes, they would hear. The radio audience would hear both.
And is the generic music bad?
It's not good.
It's not good.
It is not good in the slightest.
Like, what are we talking about? The stuff that I used to listen to when I was just a fill-in host on the weekends? Like, give me an example of one.
It's not even, like, titled music. Like, it's just, let me see.
These are going to bring back memories, I guarantee it.
Here's I just picked up the loop that we have. Here's one of the generic bumper music tracks.
Yep, there's that one. I remember that.
Oh, I like that one.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
That was not bad.
This is not good at all. Compared to, like, the stuff that I usually play, listen to this.
All right, give me another one. Another crappy generic. This would be good if we were coming back for, I mean, it's Pride Month. Kind of works for that. All right, give me one more. There's one that I know for sure that I have heard a million times. I feel like Jim Kelly plays it all the time. Now, that one's not terrible.
This one's all right.
But again, I don't want to come back with it every time.
No. There's so much better music.
Oh, yeah, and you, Justin, do a great job of picking out that return music.
Thank you much.
When DeSantis is here running the board, if we get that crap, we get that generic nonsense that nobody can stand.
I select music. It's just nothing you enjoy listening to.
Or anyone, for that matter. Or anyone enjoys listening to, for that matter, for the record.
Just what I feel like
for
listening to.
The record. Just saying. By the way, you have a story in here, I noticed, about this TMZ documentary. Do we really want to get into this on the fifth plane on 9/11?
I thought it was interesting. Probably not something we need to do right this moment, unless you want to.
No.
thought it was more something to do as like a, I don't know, late 5 o'clock hour segment, or maybe like a 6 o'clock hour segment. But it is interesting.
Like when we have a slow news day, for example.
I would call it a segment killer. Yes.
A segment, literally killer. Yeah, it would kill the segment. Yeah.
Well, no, I think people
kill
would
the
be
show,
interested
kill
in
ratings
it.
And.
No, I didn't mean it in that sense, as in everyone would tune out, no one would listen, and we've killed the show and all momentum that we've built over the course of like 3 or 4 hours. I'm saying a segment killer is in, you know what, there's like 10 to 15 minutes worth of interesting content here. There's some compelling audio. It's not a bad way to kill a segment, 15
right.
minutes or so.
All right. Maybe we'll kill a segment in the future. But right now, we can't kill a segment. We got to kill it. We got to kill a segment. You know what I mean? We got to kill, like I killed on Saturday night, on Fox News Saturday night, playing the game Steakhouse or Gay Bar. And I nailed it. I know the difference between a good steakhouse and a gay bar. That's all I'm saying. All right? That was the game literally built around me.
Some of them were really easy, and I don't know how you guys got them wrong. I mean, you won, so I guess, like, credit to you, but
yeah. No, I think I kind of feel like Fela threw it my way. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't know how honest that whole game was, but just saying, you know, steakhouse or gay bar, it's not always easy. But it would be for you, DeSantis. All right. So let's
why am I getting picked on?
Just saying, you're just so good at games. That's all I meant. I don't know what you read into that any way you want. I'm sure any minute now, Linda Kearns is going to jump to your defense. We're just baiting her.
Thank you, Linda, in advance.
Yeah, thank you in advance. All right, so here's Gavin Newsom, who's hoping to get arrested right now. He spoke with MSNBC, and on a post to X, he wrote the following. Donald Trump has manufactured a crisis and is inflaming conditions. If he can't solve it, we will. To the bad actors, violent acts will not be justified. You will be arrested. You'll be prosecuted. Blah, 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 blah. And this is what he said. Cut number 4.
Causing mischief and mayhem. What's your message to those people who are out there tonight? Not the peaceful protesters that are out there protesting for the rights of immigrants, yeah. But for the people that are doing damage to buildings, to law enforcement.
Well, they're doing more than damage to buildings and to property. They're potentially damaging the very foundation of our, you know, republic. The democracy is in the balance. I mean, you're seeing these authoritarian tendencies now are being acted out by this administration, and we're case in point as it relates to nationalizing, federalizing the National Guard, threatening now to put in Marines. So I hope these people would pause and just consider. Now, some of them, they want that kind of chaos. Some ways, they're adjacent to where Donald Trump is. But the peaceful protesters, we want to keep them safe. We want them to exercise their fundamental rights. We want to keep those that are enforcing the laws in a respectful and responsible way also safe. But Donald Trump needs to pull back. He needs to stand down. Donald Trump is inflaming these conditions. This is Donald Trump's problem right now, and if he can't solve it, we will.
But he's trying to solve it. I don't understand. Like, I mean, like, you're admitting that these are more than peaceful protesters. You're admitting that it's more than just a couple people. He's trying to solve it, and you're telling him not to, and then you're telling him that you will solve it. What are you talking about exactly? What are you even saying right now? That's what I don't understand. And by the way, if you're wondering, Trump's approval rating on immigration has soared dramatically, as described by CNN. Pollster Harry Enten, very excited. He's the Steve Kornacki of CNN, and he's very excited by this. Cut number 5.
You know, if we just take a look at the baseline numbers here, this is Trump's net approval rating on immigration. It's gone up like a rocket. Compare now versus 8 years ago during Trump's first term. Look at this. In his first term, Trump was way, way, way underwater at minus 21 points. But look at this. He's up over 20 points. Now in the aggregate, he is in positive territory at plus 1 point on his net approval rating. Some other polls even have it a little bit higher than that. There is no issue on which Trump is doing so much better than he was in his first term more than the issue of immigration. No wonder the Times has written up the way that he is. Trump is begging for a fight on this because he knows what he's doing so far is working with the American electorate.
Where does immigration rank on issues for him? How is he doing compared to others?
Yeah, so I think what's so important is it is his top issue so far. And the reason it is his top issue is because take a look at the individual nuggets in here. Why are people approving of Trump on immigration? Approve of these different immigration actions. Well, Trump's administration's program to deport those here illegally. Look at this. 54% approval. How about agents searching your hometown for those that they think are here illegally? Again, positive territory here, above 50% for Donald Trump. So it's not just on the broad issue of immigration where Trump is doing well. It's on the specifics. When you dive into the issues, Trump is above 50% and his actions are above 50%, at least with those most directly connected to what's going on right now out in Los Angeles.
So,
okay, so he's popular because the American people don't want to see cities burned to the ground, and they are happy that people like Kilmer Abrego Garcia are getting deported. I'm just as shocked as you are. That's the second most shocking thing I've heard all day today. The first shocking thing is that Obama's doctor said Biden should have had a cognitive test. Well, yeah, of course he should have. Yes, obviously. But it wasn't about Biden's senility, as I told you in November of 2023 when David Axelrod was on a tweet storm about how Joe Biden needs to get out of the race and he can't win. He was saying all those things because he couldn't win, not because he was senile. And if Joe Biden had a 60% chance of winning, he'd be president right now. They never would have pulled him out of the race. You never see the guy, but he'd be president. They would have hit it, and that's just the way it was. It was never about him being senile. So that's the second most or least surprising thing I've heard all day. And yeah, people, imagine you live in Los Angeles. Imagine you live in California, Southern California, or Northern California. You live in California. You've seen the way they've handled the wildfires, the crime, the homeless situation, taxes out of control, the cost of gasoline out of control. $1 billion spent on a train to freaking nowhere that never got built. All these EV charging stations that never got built. You're fed up. You're fed up. And then you have all these illegal immigrants in your state. You want something done. Now, it's not enough to win the state, but tens of millions of Republicans voted for Donald Trump in California in 2024. Just because he didn't win the state, does he not have a responsibility to help those people? Of course he does. He has a responsibility to help every state. Imagine if we just dealt with it from the perspective of saying that we only help the states that we won. Or you know, I heard somebody bring up a state's rights issue. So let me understand this now. If you have a state that is allowing federal law enforcement officers to just have rocks thrown at their heads and cars set on fire and the feds don't do anything about that because states' rights? I don't remember reading that in my states' rights manual. Like, well, the states' rights give us the ability to beat up the feds and tell the feds no. And no, that's not. No, you don't get to do that. That's not OK. So it's not a states' rights issue. The president has to take care that the laws are faithfully executed, even in the states where they're not being faithfully executed. He has a responsibility to take care that those federal laws are being faithfully executed. This may come as a surprise to you, but it is not legal, meaning it is illegal, meaning that Congress has passed laws saying you can't hurt federal law enforcement officers. So then the president has a responsibility under the Constitution and the oath he took to take care that the laws are faithfully executed, meaning that the law that says you can't violently hurt federal law enforcement officers is enforced. I know that comes as a big surprise. Let me play Tom Homan first, and then we'll get to Gavin Newsom's response to him. So this is Border Czar Tom Homan talking about California and Gavin Newsom. And this is cut number 8.
And ICE took a lot of bad people off the street that day. We arrested a sexual predator, arrested gang members, arrested somebody that had an armed robbery conviction. So we made L.A. safer. The men and women of ICE, the men and women of the Border Patrol made L.A. safer that day, but you're not hearing any of this. All you hear is a rhetoric about ICE being racist, about ICE being Nazis and terrorists, and Governor Newsom feeds that. just like Hakeem Jeffries feeds it, that he's going to unmask ICE agents. And you know, the members of Congress who keep feeding this rhetoric, they're the ones that are causing this riot, because they don't listen to the truth about what the men and women of ICE are doing. We're keeping our promise to American people to make these streets safe again. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Then we're not going to stop doing it.
Yeah, not that hard. Really not that hard. But here's Gavin Newsom responding to Tom Homan. Take a listen.
I've been here 10 years. The fear, the horror, the hell is this guy? Come after me, arrest me. Let's just get it over with. Tough guy. You know, I don't give a damn, but I care about my community. I care about this community. The hell are they doing? These guys need to grow up. They need to stop. And we need to push back. And I'm sorry to be so clear, but that kind of bloviating is exhausting. So, Tom, arrest me. Let's go.
The perception is there's a lot of.
You'd love nothing more. You would love nothing more than to get arrested. You'd love it. I hope they don't. Don't give this guy what he wants. I mean, he's begging for it. He's begging for it. Don't give it to him. Please, just don't. All you're going to do is help him and elevate him. And I worry about him. I do. There are two people I worry about being the Democrat nominees who can actually win. Well, three, but I don't think Josh Shapiro is going to get there. But I think it's Cuomo and Newsom. They both scare me. They're both chameleons. They're both malleable shapeshifters. Let me give an example about Newsom, by the way, why he's a malleable shapeshifter, political shapeshifter. So Gavin Newsom, remember, he had on Charlie Kirk on his podcast. And he was talking to Charlie Kirk, and he was saying that he agrees that boys should be kept out of girls' sports. He said those words. However, he did not back that up by any action. But apparently we're supposed to believe now that Gavin Newsom has actually lost friends over this, even though he's done nothing to stop it. And literally we had biological men playing in women's sports in California last week, and we were talking about it. Apparently he's lost friends over this brave, heroic, triumphant stance that he's taken and done nothing about. Cut 29.
Trust me, I know a thing or two about this. I expressed my point of view. I lost a few. We don't need a public therapy session here, but I lost some good friends. Like, they won't talk to me. They're done. And you know, I appreciate they felt hurt. They felt that a point of view, was, you know, somehow diminishing. As someone has been an advocate that I put up against any other elected official, I mean, I have a very strong record. As you know, I think the first time I was on your show, was on the issue of LGBT rights. And
I'm talking about LGBT rights. It's not about rights. It's about keeping dudes out of girls' sports, not rights. Not a rights issue. And you haven't lost any friends. You may have lost friends, Gavin Newsom, because you're a smarmy, chameleon, egotistical, narcissistic jerk. But you didn't lose friends over that. Because they know damn well, if they're your friends, they know what a lying, malleable chameleon you are. And they get it that you say these things and don't follow them through with any actual action. And you're all talk and you're saying these things because you want to become president. They're not upset with you. So that's another lie. Stop. Oh, I can't stand him. I really can't stand him. The guy is just gross. So if you're wondering what kind of stuff is happening, here's some video captured by Fox News. We'll share this with our YouTube audience and I'll kind of describe it with you. It's a man who was, he has a Mexican flag, circles a burning car during an anti-ICE riot in Los Angeles. As President Trump demands Democratic leadership get the situation under control, this is cut number 9.
You know, let's hope that no one is hurt and no one is injured and it doesn't escalate from here. Look at the flag. Yeah, Guy, I see
there it is.
You
Mexican
it out.
Flag can, you know.
This is criminal activity that I hope is people are held accountable for. And I'm talking about the riots right here.
Where are the cops?
Yeah, where are they?
Well, they can't go anywhere. They're not allowed to. That's the problem. They're not allowed. Here's another video obtained by Bill Malugin of Fox News. You can hear dozens of rocks hitting his vehicle, eventually shattering the windshields. And it shows the perspective of U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents inside their vehicle as it's pelted with rocks. Now imagine this. You're a federal cop. You're a federal law enforcement officer. This is happening to you. And nobody's doing anything about it. So now you turn around and go, all right, well, where's the federal government protecting me so I can do my job and not get hurt? So I can go home and see my family at the end of the day and go to work and come home and then go to work again. Like where's, put yourself in their shoes. Somebody has to protect them. It's not okay to do these things to them. So this is the video. This is cut number 10. Yeah, and it's crazy. And in fact, according to ABC7, and by the way, the breaking news is that the president is going to be deploying 500 Marines to go into Los Angeles. He was, let's do cut seven. He was asked what the bar is to see if he would deploy the Marines. And this is what he had said would be the bar here. Cut seven.
What I think it is. I mean, if we see danger to our country and to our citizens, we'll be very, very strong in terms of law and order. It's about law and order.
I mean, I know the left is going to freak out about that, but how about you just stop with the riots? How about that? How about you just stop rioting and stealing buses? Here's ABC 7 in Los Angeles now. The buses were being looted. And so since the buses were being looted, and I'm sorry, businesses are being looted, rioters started stealing the buses in Los Angeles in the name of social justice. Obviously, cut 12.
Part in this protest, or not taking part of the protest, but perhaps exploiting it for their own ends, like people you see here that are looting this store. They're stealing sneakers, and they're going to be selling them. And they're being caught on video from various locations on both sides of the street. And so there's a good chance that their faces will be recognized and that their little spree of theft will be rewarded with some accountability that will land them in jail. That is what is being promised by the chief, by the mayor, by the sheriff, that people who take advantage, people who are involved in violence, vandalism, theft, will be held accountable, if not tonight, as the mayor just said. It will happen down the road. Don't think you got away with it just because you haven't been arrested yet.
That is a big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. It's not about cost. It's about care and the commitment to dental excellence that you and your family deserve. So schedule your appointment today at a level of care you deserve. 856-786-2020 or visit VeneriaDental.com. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, we got a big day tomorrow. Big day tomorrow in New Jersey. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Tomorrow is primary day, and joining me now, Jack Cittarelli, the only endorsed candidate by President Donald Trump in the Republican primary. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing great, Rich. Great to be with you.
Great to be with you. So now the president endorsed you, then he did a teletown hall with you. Then over the weekend, he put out another endorsement of you. This is three total now, and said the following. I'll read it on Truth Social. The great state of New Jersey has a very important primary coming up on Tuesday. Get out and vote for Jack Cittarelli, who has my complete and total endorsement. His opponents are going around saying they have my endorsement, which is not true. I don't even know who they are. We can't play games when it comes to elections. And New Jersey is a very important state that we must win. The whole world is watching. Vote for Jack Cittarelli to make New Jersey great again. All caps. Jack, I mean, he's not only doubled down, he's tripled down now on his support for you.
Rich, I'm honored to have that endorsement. And I'm also so very happy that he's all in. Listen, he knows New Jersey's in play, and he knows I'm the only guy that can win in November. And this is only going to send a loud and clear message throughout New Jersey. It's going to send a loud and clear message throughout the nation that the far left and their ultra-liberal policies are being rejected outright.
So I saw the Republican National Chairman, Michael Whatley, today in New York, and I was at Fox News, and we talked about New Jersey. And, I mean, they're all in. They're convinced that we can win in November. They're really positive, and they are going to be behind this race 100%. That's a great sign.
They know we're the spark that lit the fuse back in 21 with our very, very close race. Of course, the president performed well here last election day without even campaigning in New Jersey. And they see what's happening with the party registrations. Rich, you know this. Over the past 44 months, new Republican registrations have outpaced new Democratic registrations significantly. And the gap between the two parties has gotten better for Republicans by close to 300,000. We're in position.
Yeah, and this time around, nobody's going to fall for those lying polls. I mean, to this day, I'm still angry at that Monmouth poll that came out with a week to go, which said Murphy had a double-digit lead. I mean, that was such a lie, and people stayed home because of that poll. And this time around, nobody's falling for that nonsense. No one's going to fall for that, so that's good. I mean, I'm glad. We've learned our lesson, in other words. People have learned their lesson, Jack.
They're not even in the polling business anymore because of how badly they screwed that one up, Rich. But I'll tell you, as I go around the state, people are crying out for change, and I'm not just talking about Republicans. Just today, I continued with my diner tour. We were in Middlesex County at the Old Bridge Diner, and a gentleman came up to me and said, Jack, I've been a Democrat my whole life. No more. I don't know who they are anymore. I don't recognize them. I don't like their positions. I'll be voting for you. And I hear that over and over again, Rich.
Well, that's great to hear. And, you know, I get it. They're New Jersey Democrats who consider themselves moderate or mainstream or whatever. I mean, they had to watch as Phil Murphy declared he was going to make New Jersey the California of the East Coast. Well, look at what's happening in California and look at the energy prices. And, you know, the other day, the arrogance of this guy to come out and say, we're going to give you $100 of your money, by the way, not his money, to try to help with the energy costs that he completely created the situation, Jack, as you know, by shutting down all the coal fired plants. We were an energy exporting state. And then he has the audacity to turn around and go, here's $100 of your own money.
Rich, it's infuriating. Here they go again. They take money out of your right-hand pocket when they screw up, and then they want to put a little bit back in your left-hand pocket, call it something else, add insult to injury by mailing it out 3 weeks before the election. They plan on sending these $100 energy rebate checks out in October. And I'm telling you, here's my message to the people of New Jersey, Rich. Do me a favor. Cash the check and then take the stub and stick it right in their ear and vote Republican this November.
But they're going to send it out in October right before the election. That's outrageous.
It's disgusting, but it's the same old game with them. They screwed up the energy markets, as you said. He shut down coal. He wouldn't burn natural gas. He didn't expand our footprint in South Jersey with the nuclear plants. And here we are today. Meanwhile, Pennsylvania's burning 7 coal-burning plants, their Democratic governor is. They're burning natural gas to produce electricity. That's their Democratic governor. And all that dirty air comes into New Jersey. What have we gained? Less electricity, higher rates, the air is no cleaner. So we'll get back to burning natural gas under Governor Cetarelli. We'll expand the nuclear footprint in South Jersey. We'll expand our solar capabilities. We'll get the monthly electricity rates down. And we will become an electricity exporter once again.
And no wind. No wind farms ever, right?
Ever. The president put a temporary halt on that. We're so very grateful. I'll make it permanent on day one with my energy master plan. And you know, Rich, he's so very in tune. I mean, he's anti-wind. He knows New Jerseyans are. He's beaten up on the New York Democrats over that congestion pricing plan. And he's willing to quadruple the SALT deduction on our federal tax returns. You know what that means to those of us that pay the highest property taxes in the nation.
Well, he's just taking an issue away from the Democrats this November, because whoever's running for governor on the Democrat side is going to, it would use that issue as the linchpin. So by the president doing that, by Congress doing that, as much as it might irritate people who live in red states, he's taking that issue off the table, which really helps the Republicans up and down the ballot this November in New Jersey.
Rich, I don't care who the nominee is for the Democratic side. Every single one of them is complicit in Bill Murphy's failed policies. He's failed on economics. He continues to raise taxes and spending. He's failed on education. We just slipped from 2 to 12 on national report card. He has failed in law enforcement. Look at the flash mobs on our Jersey Shore. He's failed in the interior of the state with all the overdevelopment. He's failed on energy. We've already spoken about that. But don't worry, Rich, when it's all over, we can all go home and smoke Phil Murphy's marijuana and get high. That's his legacy.
Jack Chiarelli is with me. The primary election is tomorrow. He is the only candidate in the race endorsed by President Donald Trump, who has tripled down on his support for Jack. Jack, obviously, we're watching what's happening in California. Crazy protests there. You have said on day one, you end New Jersey's sanctuary state status. You cooperate with the federal government. You help President Trump, who, by the way, I mean, even CNN had to go on about how popular the president is on this issue of immigration.
You bet he is. And it's the reason why he's outpolling Phil Murphy by 7 points here in New Jersey. He's done his job by securing the border. It's my job to secure New Jersey by getting rid of sanctuary cities, us being a sanctuary state, and me appointing Rich, an attorney general, who's not going to turn around and be suing the president for his executive orders. Every single governor, I don't care what their party, every single governor, I believe, has an obligation to work in partnership with the president to make the country safe again, make our individual states safe again. This is the primary thing he ran on. He won all 7 swing states. He won their electoral college. He won the popular vote. He won the House. He won the Senate. What is it people don't get? I mean, you know, when Cory Booker is going to go down to El Salvador and advocate for a guy that we deported who was a criminal, here illegally into a criminal, when Roz Baraka is trespassing at a detention center where we're detaining people that were here illegally that committed a crime. Rich, what exactly is it we're protesting?
Yeah, I mean, Booker is such a grandstander, Jack, as we all know. It's amazing the Democrats want to die on this hill. It really is. But dying they are, like that guy who came up to you at the diner, Jack. There is a town in South Jersey. I think it's Morristown, if I'm not mistaken. I read an article. They're about to get 250, quote unquote, affordable housing units. People are losing their minds because the town is already bursting at the seams. The school's bursting at the seams. This has to stop. I mean, we can't have this.
We've got an even more egregious example of how failed that Mount Laurel housing doctrine policy is, Rich. Tonight in Cranberry at the town hall, a couple hundred people be showing up because the Democrats that control the town are now, through eminent domain, going to condemn a 175-acre farm that's been owned by the same family for a couple of years in order to have the space they need to build affordable housing. I mean, the fact that they've got no space to build should be evidence enough that the policy is terrible to begin with. But we're now going to take a family farm away from a family, 175 acres. I mean, this is what's going on, Rich. They'll take Garden right out of the Garden State with this housing policy. It all stops when I'm governor.
I mean, what legal justification can they use to seize somebody's private property to build housing? I mean, that is so outrageous to me. What an absolute abuse of eminent domain power. That story, when I first heard about it, Jack, it infuriated me absolutely to the core. I mean, this is private property rights we're talking about. This is farming rights we're talking about. Now you're going to get rid of a farm to build all these houses and then the infrastructure that comes with it and water and sewer and more roads and more buildings. And I mean, it is so friggin' stupid and unconstitutional. So I'm glad the residents are going to speak out. And then hopefully when you're governor, you can just do something about it if it's not stopped already.
There's only one good thing about this, Rich. It calls attention to how abusive they are to achieve their social engineering agenda to put high-density, low-income housing everywhere, even where there's no infrastructure, there's no mass transit, there's no jobs. You're just putting more idling cars on the road, which flies in the face of their position on climate change. The whole damn thing is so hypocritical. But again, it changes on day one. And let's not forget, I know you know this, Rich, but I, as the next governor, get to appoint two new state Supreme Court justices, one of which will be the Chief Justice. And I'm not just going with Republicans. We need conservative philosophy on that bench. When you take a look at school funding, when you take a look at affordable housing, allowing Phil Murphy to borrow to balance the budget, we've got Republicans on that bench, and these have been unanimous decisions at times. So we don't just need Republicans. We need some conservative thinkers on that bench.
I agree with you 100%, Jack. We have been let down by Republicans in the past big time, and I'm glad that that is the philosophy you're going to use when you appoint these justices, because they're going to be there for a long time, a long, long time, and make decisions that will have impacts for generations. And too many of them have let us down over the years, and we can't have that if we're going to change things. It has to be the kind of fundamental change that can change New Jersey and keep people here for a decade, which is the other point I wanted to ask you about, which is the coattails issue. I mean, one of the reasons the president, when I was listening in on that teletown hall meeting he did with you, Jack Cittarelli, about his endorsement of you, he said that you have the coattails to be able to flip the assembly and make that Republican. Because everybody should know that it's not just the governor that's up on the ballot in November. It's also the entire New Jersey State Assembly. And the president believes you have the coattails to do that, which is part of the reason why he's backed you three different times now, three different occasions, Jack Cittarelli. So if that happens, then we're one step closer now to actually making the kind of lasting change that we can do by changing the law and not just having to worry about executive orders.
Absolutely, Rich. He knows I'm going to bring the necessary positive energy to the campaign. He knows we're going to raise the necessary money. We've done that in the past. We're going to do it again this time. But he also knows about my coattails. Back in 21, with that wind in our face, we flipped 8 seats in the legislature, the most successful night for Republicans in 34 years. We beat the longest sitting state Senate president in the country. Rich, I'm telling you, I can flip at least 13 seats this year. We do that with the wind in our back. We get something we haven't had in 25 years, a Republican majority in our state assembly. It's time.
Well, you don't stop working. I mean, that's the thing. You are a very, very hardworking guy.
No, man.
There's only two ways to run, scared and unopposed, and that's how you're running. So, I mean, good for you on that. And what were you up to this weekend? You mentioned the diner. Where else have you been? Where are you going tomorrow, too, on Election Day?
Yeah, so Saturday we started out in Atlantic County, went to Cape May County. From Cape May, we went over to Cumberland, then to Gloucester, and then up to Burlington and finished the day in Somerset. Sunday, we did the same thing all around the state. Today, we did a couple of diner tour stops, and we're shaking hands with folks. Tomorrow, we'll get out there and just continue to remind people that if you want change, you got to make a change, but you don't get a chance to do that unless you vote.
I am so sorry you had to spend 2 days with Mike Donohue. I am really sorry for that. I mean, that is, you know, a punishment that no man should have to go through. Jack, three times President Trump has come out and backed you three different times. So I'll give you the final word on what you want to say tomorrow to people who may be on the fence as they're heading into the polls tomorrow on Election Day in the New Jersey Republican primary.
Well, I tell people, Rich, the Cetarellis have been here for 100 years, and three generations of us have achieved our American dream right here in New Jersey. So when people ask me why I'm running for governor, I want today's New Jerseyans and future generations of New Jersey to feel confident they, too, can achieve the American dream right here in New Jersey. Unfortunately, today, people are worried about getting the right education, the job of their dreams, how to raise a family here, how to start a business here, whether or not they can retire here. Those are the things that my parents and I felt pretty confident about. People don't feel that same confidence today. I've got to restore that confidence, and we can. I really believe leadership matters. People don't have to worry about me getting distracted. I don't want to go to Washington. This is my final destination. They don't have to worry about me being owned by the special interest. I'm not. And the bottom line is I don't need the job, but I want the job because I believe we can fix this. And so we're going to get after it. We're going to make our case right through November, and I really do believe this time around we're going to deliver a win. So I ask people to jump on the Cetarelli train.
Jack, where can people find you?
Jack4NJ.com. That's the number four. Jack4NJ.com. That's also our handle on social media platforms and the like. So pretty easy to find us and keep track of us, Rich, but we're out there every day.
Well, you are the only candidate in this race endorsed by President Donald Trump. He wanted me to remind everybody of that today. I've done my job. Jack, best of luck to you tomorrow.
Rich, thank you, buddy.
All right, my friend. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in. We will be in Cape May, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, coming up on June 20th. I'm excited for it. I want to see you there. It's going to be a live show. It's going to be fun. Our live shows are always fun. And this is your time to think about your June and July midweek vacation stays. So here's why you should do the Grand Hotel. Because you stay three nights, you're going to get $60 a night in resort credits. Five nights gets you $70 a night. Stay seven nights and receive $80 a night in resort credits that can be used for purchases of food and beverages in Hemingway's restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, the beach concession stand, or in the gift shop where you can get passes for a whale-watching boat cruise. You got to book direct with them for the best rates. The Grand is also the perfect place to host a wedding, corporate event, baby and bridal shower. With four ballrooms, they have the perfect space to make lifetime memories. Just call and ask to speak to my friend, Caitlin. She was just named 2025 South Jersey's Face of Weddings. She'll help you plan the wedding of your dreams. Just call 800-257-8550, 800-257-8550, or visit them online at grandhotelcapemay.com and book your summer stay today. And June 20th, Friday, June 20th, live show. You don't need a ticket. Just come on by 3 to 7 p.m. We'll have a lot of fun together. You don't want to miss it. grandhotelcapemay.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nobody can hear the music, so I'm talking, but let the music play because it's good. It's Dirty Deeds. I probably can't even say the name. I don't know. Anyway.
You can say it if you want.
Oh, Dirty Deeds done dirt cheap by
AC/DC.
Nope. Congressman Al Green.
Ah.
Dirty, dastardly deeds done dirt cheap.
That the movement to impeach the president has begun. I rise to announce that I will bring articles of impeachment against the president for dastardly deeds proposed and dastardly deeds done.
Dirt cheap. Look at that. All right. So here's the deal. Lots to chat about as we continue along the show here today. Let's see here. Now, the latest news out of Los Angeles is that the president is sending in 500 Marines. Those Marines are going in there, and they are going in there because they are going to help to stop the rioting and the looting that's happening. Now, I love that Representative Maxine Waters, who's insane, she's like the female version of Congressman Al Green, she claims that there's actually no violence in Los Angeles, even though we've witnessed cars burning in the streets, assaults on law enforcement, and on down the road. Cut 22.
Well, I was surprised at the way that the police chief was describing all of this. There have been no violence where anybody that was protesting hit anybody, shot anybody, threatened anybody. Nothing has happened. And so he doesn't know what to do, probably, because this is a sanctuary city and the police don't have the authority. All that he's got to do is call the work with the governor.
There you go. There you go. No, nothing. There's been no violence. Nothing at all. Nothing. Nothing. Even Newsom had to acknowledge that there's violence. Even Gavin Newsom had to acknowledge that. But hey, listen, if you're wondering, you know, is there anything? Well, here are some rioters burning and spitting on American flags on the streets of Los Angeles, chanting F Trump. Here's some of this. Cut 13.
And this is not just a good gesture, this is something we need to make real. We need to bring down this empire once and for all.
As you can see on the YouTube chat, it's chaos and craziness, but nothing is happening. Oh, so people wanted to know what happened Friday with what happened on Laura Ingraham's show. Well, look, here's the deal. TV, technology, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Today, I was in studio on set, as they say, on set with Bill Hemmer and Dana Perino and also Kennedy. Whereas Jimmy was, his guy picked up a new station, WOR in New York, where incidentally, Dawn Stensland, Menti's husband, Larry Menti, is the morning drive host there. Jimmy is now his show's on WOR. Anyway, so he was doing that this morning. So I was on with Kennedy, and it was a lot of fun. But when you're in when you're on set, you're there. When you're doing it remotely, sometimes things go happen. Sometimes things happen. And Friday night, that happened. She went to me. I couldn't hear her. I didn't know she was talking to me in my earpiece. It was something called an IFB, and it went dead. And there was nothing that could be done in that moment. And by the way, it happens. It happened to Jimmy actually Tuesday night from Fox News. So I was doing it from a satellite studio in Philly, but it's comes out of the DC office. And for whatever reason, something went wrong there, the DC studio. And, you know, there you go. But hey, look, it happens. What are you gonna do? It's live TV. Hopefully they'll ask me back and we'll give another shot. If not, that was my one shot. And I blew it. But it wasn't my fault that I blew it. It was just, you know, technology blew it. So let's hope it's not my last shot. That's all I can say, because I was going to be on solo with her, not on a panel. But anyway. All right. Big 5 o'clock hour straight ahead. It will be our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where we'll be live on June 20th. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.